Welcome back, lads. Pre-match pod episode 11. The correct way to start your match day. If you're on the train, driving, on the coach, or even if you're sat at home, we have all of the pre-match conversation that the LFU needs to get ready for those dreaded 90 minutes. Well, not today, thankfully, because it's the international break. Woo! Thankfully. Well, that's what I'm saying. Thankfully, because we have been absolutely horrendous recently. Terrible. I cannot stand Leeds United at the minute. So let's just crack on with last week's game on Sunday, 2 p.m. kickoff against Nottingham Forest. Now, the City Ground, a never fun place to go. I've never liked Leeds playing there. It never feels like we do well there. And that trend continues because we lost 3-1. It was another dreadful performance. Just so, so poor. Like, it's becoming consistent this season, these poor performances. And I just don't know what to do anymore. I didn't manage to see the match, thankfully, because I was out doing other things, which meant I had to not see the match. But I've seen the highlights. It just wasn't good. Anyway, I'll give you my post-match thought.
Nottingham Forest 3, Leeds United 1. I mean, just what a crap game it was. Really nothing good coming from it. I didn't manage to catch it at all. I've only managed to see in the highlights and just hear off what Dad has said. But just from the sounds of it, just horrendous. We just seem like such a spineless team at the minute. Now, that's probably about the third result this season, which has really worried me. The other two being Burnley and Brighton. But it can't continue like this. I feel like something needs to change, whether it's the manager, system, the players that we're putting in. Because, you know, for example, I've heard people talking about it. Nonto, where is he? Why is he not getting a start? Why is Brendan Aaronson consistently starting over and over again ahead of him? It's just crap at the minute. I really don't know what to say. I really don't know what to do. And thank God we have an international break to save us from another match day of just getting battered, but this next run of games is just going to be awful, and I really don't want it to happen. But anyway, we live and we learn. Let's hope the next game's a bit better. Come on, Leeds.
Yeah, sums it up, really. I think we're all in a place where we're kind of just going, what on earth happens from this point? Because it's just crap. None of us want to feel like this way. We don't want to be losing 4 games in the past 5 and our only win coming against West Ham in that time. But it's just not fun at the minute. It's giving proper Jesse Marsh vibes. I remember, like, when the early days of the second season when he was in charge of us and everything just started slowly going downhill. This is kind of the vibe I'm getting. This is what I'm feeling. It's like Jesse Marsh all over again. But talk a bit about the game, positives. Nemecha, he had a nice goal. That was about it. Great finish from him. But apart from that, negatives, falling apart again. Do you know, I hate that song, and it's absolutely ruined what is a great song for me. But the fact is, we just can't, like, when we score goals at the minute, we just can't seem to hold on to leads. And when we go a goal down, we just absolutely collapse. Like, we just kind of go, oh, that's it. We might as well not even play anymore. They've scored, so they're going to score even more. So let's just not play football. We're so easy to break down. It's just so frustrating. Be a hard team to beat, Leeds. That's all I'm asking for. We also miss crucial opportunities to get points. Like, our crunch time record has been absolutely dreadful. Burnley lose 2-0. Nottingham Forest lose 3-1. Concede a last-minute equaliser to Bournemouth, which is fair enough because it's Bournemouth. Lose 1-0 to Fulham. To Fulham away from home, and now they look crap. We can't capitalise on these important games and moments, and this is what's going to screw us over this season. We can't beat the teams around us. How on earth do we expect to beat the top 10 teams and gets points off them? Because I tell you what, our next run of games until the new year, it's not looking good. I'll be surprised if we pick up a point. but we just look clueless. The players don't look like they know what they're doing. The only player that does is Goodmanson, and that's it. He's our best player this season, but it's just not fun at the minute. I'm really not enjoying being a Leeds fan. It's getting me frustrated, but I guess that's just what happens when you sign up to it. Right, let's do this. Merv Awards time. I mean, it's not like anybody's going to be getting some fantastic result after what was quite frankly an absolutely horrendous game against Nottingham Forest, but nevertheless, we'll do it anyway. So let's start off with Perry in goal. He did an amazing save, that deflected shot, which he managed to keep out, but I see a lot of people aren't a fan of Perry. I disagree. I think he's a great goalkeeper. I just think he's being shafted by his defence and the team around him, because the fact is, if you concede that many shots on goal, you're going to concede one at some point. It's going to happen. So give it... Well, Dad actually gave Perry a 6. I've had to let Dad do the Merv Awards for this week, because obviously I can't give my correct opinion on the players. Goodmanson, he's given a 6, which I think, fair enough, from what I saw, Goodmanson looked good. Rodon, Beal, Bogle, all with 5s. They just didn't have great games whatsoever. Ampadu also with a 5. Longstaff, 4. He needs to find some form again, because he's bloody good when he can, when he decides to play good. Stack, 3. Heard he was absolutely crap. Dad was just like, yep, don't know what's happened to him. Aronson, 4. Standard. Nemecha, 6, with a very good finish. Not sure if he did anything else. And Okafor, 5, which just... You know, it's Okafor, it seems like. Give the ball to him and let's see if we can do something. I heard Dan James came on and played extremely well, so he's been given a 7. Pirro, 2. Shumi came on and was horrendous. DCL, 2. And Harrison, 1, after he gave away a penalty after coming on at left-back, which is a ludicrous decision in the first place. So... Let's talk about the elephant in the room now. I don't mean to get all negative here, but what happens with Leeds United from now on? Do we change our manager? Is it the players? What happens? Because there's reports coming out that apparently it's a point per game, and if that doesn't happen, he's getting the sack. So in the next 5 games, if we're not getting a point per game after our poor run of form, that's it. Daniel Farke's getting the sack. And I'm not going to be opposed to that little spoiler. I don't know what you think, LFU, about where Farke needs to be. But I'd be completely fine with getting rid of Farke, because I refuse to believe. Because the main argument for this is, oh, but there's no one better. There's no one better we can get in. I think that's such rubbish. Out of all the managers in the Premier League right now, he has the worst, and I mean... the worst record out of any Premier League manager. He's only won 7 games in the Premier League. 7 games. And this is the man we expect to take us to Premier League safety. I just don't trust it. Don't get wrong. He's done good in the past with us, Farke, but I've never been that keen on him. And I just don't see the point in having him. I think we can find someone better. Let's do it now before we drop down the league even further after this next run of games, which, by the way, let me just read it out for you. So, Aston Villa at home, Manchester City away, Chelsea at home, Liverpool at home, and Brentford away. We're not going to get a lot of points from that. I'll be surprised if we get 1 point from our next 5 games, let alone 5 from 5. But I just don't know what to do with him. It's a weird situation. So what I've decided is to enter into an alternate reality, into another timeline where the exact same situation is happening. However, lad is the Leeds United manager. So this is what I do to save Leeds United and be the saviour of our Premier League season and ensure we have a second season in the Premier League. So these are my 3 things that I do. So to start in 11, this is what I change. So week in, week out, this has been the problem. No one has ever turned around and said, do you know what? That starting lineup is bang on. The closest we got to that was against West Ham, where the only problem with the starting lineup was that Brendan Aaronson was starting, and that was it. If it was Nonto or James starting, we'd been a lot happier. So I think the team selection has been very poor. So these are the things that I do to change it. Biol experiment has to stop. Of course, I was saying that we should start Biol, but it hasn't worked. Let's be honest, he isn't that good of a player. We looked better and we're getting better results with Strike in the lineup. So let's go back to that Strike Rodon partnership that was working at the start of the season. I do a change in formation for us. I think we need to go away from this 4-3-3 that we're doing. It's not working. Whatever it's trying to do, it's not doing it. It's crap. Change to a 4-2-3-1. A bit more balance. It's a trialed and tested method across all the top teams in the country. More support for the striker, because the problem is at the minute, we're putting it up to the striker, but the wingers aren't coming and getting the ball off him. The midfielders aren't. Everybody's either too deep or too wide, so we can't play from the top of the pitch. So let's get that attacking midfielder just behind the striker, who's going to be there to win the knockdowns and to provide an option to pass to as well. And it's just more stability. We can press better in that formation as well. I just think change to a 4-2-3-1 and we will be sorted. As well as that, drop Aaronson, replace him with Nonto. What on earth has happened to Nonto, by the way? He has just disappeared. It felt like, what was it, Fulham, where it said it was going to be a couple weeks for him to get back. We had an international break in that time and 3 or 4 games played, and the man is still not back. I am worrying that apparently it's going to be another Daniel Farke attitude problem, but we need Nonto in the starting lineup. Simple as. We've seen this man play in the Premier League before and he was great. We know what Nonto can do. Just drop Aaronson, for goodness sake. He's not good enough. Play Nonto instead. Also, who else I'd drop is DCL. DCL should not be our starting striker. I think Nemecha, we can see he's a better finisher, especially after Nottingham Forest. And I feel like he does more. I don't think DCL has done a lot recently. Nemecha's clearly got his shooting boots on. Put him in the squad. DCL is not scoring a goal like Nemecha did on Sunday. And then for the starting 11, this is what I'd make it look like. Perry, Goodmanson, Strike, Rodon as your defence. Oh, and Bogle. And then the midfield, Ampadu and Longstaff as the two DMs. Then a three of Okafor, Nonto and James behind Nemecha. You get Okafor, Nonto and James rotating constantly around that three. Nemecha gets the support he needs. Ampadu and Longstaff, they have loads more options in the midfield than not, and they don't become overwhelmed all the time. And the defence is fine. I just think Biol just needs to be dropped because the experiment clearly hasn't worked. And then the next thing I change is the tactics. The way Leeds United play football at the minute is absolutely horrendous. It's awful. We need to stop with this slow, methodical build-up play that is not working and only worked in the Championship because teams pressed the living daylights out of us and we could just ping it round them. We aren't Man City. We aren't Real Madrid. We need to become a more direct team and use the pace and physicality that we have. Move the ball quicker into midfield and attacking positions, because we don't do that. We have most possession in a lot of our games, maybe bar the Arsenal game. We're always dominating in possession. But if you look at all the time we have the possession, what are we doing? Passing it around the back, not moving the ball forward quick enough. And then it stumps us. We get pressed. We lose the ball. We make a mistake. And then they go and score. We need to be more direct. It should be back line, get the ball, head up, pass straight away. None of this passing it around the back. It's not working. Get it up. More long balls into the striker as well. Get us in their half. Danger away from our back line, because we've got more chance of scoring if the ball's in their half and not ours. It's simple maths. And we can get lucky flick-ons to make attacks. You've got to get luck in this league and you've got to make your own luck. We're not making our own luck by passing it around the back, but what you can do, launch it up to Nemecha or DCL, you know, our big strikers that we signed, and get flick-ons, knockdowns into the midfield. Play it to Aaronson or Okafor out on the wings. It's just this slow build-up play is not working. And we need to become more dangerous on the counter as well, because if we're doing all this sitting back, letting them come on to us, we need to be good on the counter, and we don't move the ball quick enough to do that. So that's what we changed tactically. Basically, become a more direct side, because if you look at all the best teams in the Premier League, how do they play? Direct. They're always crossing it into the box, into their striker or something. And then number three for what I change is just the mentality. We need a big mentality change, because right now our heads drop at any minute of the game as soon as we look poor. If we go and concede a goal, heads drop, that's it, done, dusted. You might as well just finish the game off there and let the other team win, because we just can't hack it anymore. And I feel like there is too much pressure on the players at the minute to perform. Like, it's like the 22-23 season all over again. And I think this is where it starts from, is the manager. Because Farke, this season, has not taken any personal responsibility as a manager. He hasn't done it. And that's going to put so much more pressure onto the players, because they're going to be the ones thinking, right, we're messing it up. And to be fair, they are. But what they're being told to do is this slow build-up play, methodical play, move it up the pitch. That's what they're getting told to do, and it starts from the manager. Say you've got it wrong a couple times, because then the players won't start doubting themselves, and maybe their mentality would be a lot better, because they'll start knowing how good they are. Because at the minute, I bet they all think they're absolutely crap footballers. Longstaff said it himself a couple, like last month when we played against Bournemouth, that these guys are good, but clearly the team doesn't believe that they are. It's crap. We need to be physical and a tough-to-beat side. Commit dirty fouls against other players. We need to make teams hate playing against us. We need to install a strong mentality, and we need to be physical. And that's what's going to keep us in the Premier League. Not slow, methodical build-up play, trying to play like Barcelona in 2010. It's just not going to work. But they're the three things that I change about Leeds United if I, lad, was manager and I was taking the reins. I think I'd do a better job, honestly. But God knows what is going to happen. Let's hope something does change and we're not stuck here looking at the next five games going, yeah, we might as well just call it a day. Because I don't want to be doing that. I want to be going into the next five games hoping we get some points. But you've heard enough of me ranting on. You've heard enough of what I do. Let's do the wiser view. Let's see what Dad has to say about the current state of Leeds United.
Oh, so, yeah, that wasn't great, was it? I think Villa is, without doubt, a do-not-lose game. I'm not sure where the next 3 points are coming from in 2025. So we need something from that game, and I would be bold enough to say, if it's not against Villa and we lose, I think we will not have Daniel Farke as our manager at the start of December, which I find sad, and which I, as you know, lad, totally disagree with. I think he hasn't been backed. I don't know who would come in and make such a difference. So, yeah, it's all a bit doom and gloom, but Villa is a must-not-lose game.
Well, as you can tell, me and Dad are just absolutely locking horns at the minute, going back and forth on whether Farke is the correct man to lead us. But there you go, that's what Dad thinks. I can kind of understand where he's coming from, because you kind of bring up that question of who do we bring in that's better. And I tell you what, I couldn't. But do you know who will be able to? The people who are getting paid thousands of pounds a week at Leeds United, whose job it is to go find these people. That's who will know if we can get a better manager. But it's not looking too good at the minute, is it, LFU? Let's hope we can go into the next five games, starting from next week against Aston Villa. And let's hope we can go and get something just to spark some light into our season, so we're not staring down the barrel of relegation again. Nobody wants to be doing that, do they? Right, there we go. Episode 11 done of Lads Pre-Match Pod. No game this week, of course, because it's the international break. Make sure you follow in socials, Lads at Leeds on Insta and X. Enjoy the rest of the international break whilst you can, LFU, because when Leeds come back, it's probably going to be bad. And make sure you are back here for the Villa pre-match pod. That's going to be released on the morning of the game. So make sure you're around for that. Have a good rest of your week, LFU. I'll see you then. Let's just bloody hope we can turn this round. Come on, Leeds.